I'm Dr. Moira Gunn. I'm the host of Tech Nation and its regular segment, Biotech Nation, on NPR. That's National Public Radio. And I also direct the Business of Biotech program at the University of San Francisco. And I brought with me 15 students, MBA students, Master's in Information Systems students, professional science masters and biotech students here to London. And we are meeting with all kinds of companies and regulatory agencies and government agencies, and it's been absolutely terrific. Among the people we met today, we met with Dr. Julie Barnes of Abcodia. And I have to tell you, the students would not let her out of the room. It was absolutely sensational. I have to say that not only are we doing things to extend life, to possibly turn cancer into just a chronic disease you live with a full lifespan, but the flexibility of how Abcodia is looking to work with various groups. As a business professor, I have to tell you, it's unprecedented. That kind of relationship, that sense of how do we make this all work for everybody, very, very unusual and very deserving. And of course, at the end of the day, when you can create value, create a good business, and actually do good, well, now you've got everything. That's what biotech is about. We always think in science that we have to, okay, now we collect data, now we go forward with collecting data. We forget that we have a lot of data from the past. And in terms of, for instance, on Opcodia's case, they have 5 years, 10 years of annual resources that they have collected. And we can go back and look in the past from what we know now and see how this develops. Unfortunately, with cancer, so many times we get our immediate diagnosis. We don't know how long it's been growing. We don't know its nature. We know nothing. And now we can only do the kinds of treatments that are available to us that are only, can be brought into play at a very late stage. With Abcodia, with the fact that we're talking about a biobank, not just data that has been collected, but a biobank, we can go back, we can look at these trends, we can pick out who is there. And so many times they, why not just do the data? We have new types of tests every day as to what can be done. Unless we have the original raw samples, we have nothing. So this is, it's a really very exciting time.